Today is Monday, August 1st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So it's my first day recording after the Pride 48 event. You know, it went really well. It went really well, and there were only a couple of shows that couldn't do their show. And I say only, but I mean, it wasn't horrible. Sater was kept longer at a rehearsal than he thought. We were able to jump in, no problem, and Cocktails and Cream Puffs had a little bit of an issue, and they couldn't do their show. We just moved Mad Dingo earlier, and so there was no big issues, and I think no one had problems connecting to the stream. There was, no 20 minutes of silence, no nothing like that. So Daniel and I did the opening show Friday evening. It was very short because we don't have skits or anything like that anymore. Ain't nobody got time for that. And then we went right into Three's a Crowd with Auntie Scott. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And then there were 4 or 5 more shows after us. Daniel and I were both on Archer Radio as well. He did a gangbang. And I felt like, oh my gosh, I think I've been, on too many shows tonight. I've been on the opening show, I was on Three's a Crowd, and now I'm on Archer. But I didn't talk very much on Archer Radio. Actually, my new mixer, I've had some weird, like, I'm still trying to figure out how to get the level set exactly where I want it. There's some routing things that I'm learning. There are a lot of features, and I love that. Oh my God. I love gadgets with a lot of features that I can play around with and figure. So I love that. But I probably shouldn't have plugged it in Friday afternoon and said, oh, I'm going to use this for the Pride 48 live streaming weekend. That was a decision. But I did. And it worked. I don't think I've kind of gotten everything honed in to where it needs to be, because I'm still learning how to use everything. And so anyway, there was that, but then there was also, there are a couple of glitches, and I haven't decided whether I need to send it back and get another one. One of them is the sound pads that play sound effects, and it's what I use to play my bumpers. And there's also on this one, which is cool, there's vocal effects, so there's a sale on aisle 2, there's a sale on aisle 2, or whatever. But for whatever reason, these buttons, they're called sound pads, but these buttons would just randomly play a sound effect without me touching them. And so I don't know if it's software, I don't know if it's there's something wrong with the hardware, or if, it was just, I don't know, that they're plastic. So if they got hot when they were being shipped and something stuck, and I don't know, I have no idea, and it's not all the time. It's just occasionally. And so today I was in a meeting for work, and I use my mixer because I use my regular microphone for my Zoom meetings as well. And I was on a meeting. I don't know if they heard it or not, but I was on a meeting for work, and all of a sudden, this happened. It wasn't very loud, but that happened. That's one of the sound effects. And, I don't, they didn't say anything, so maybe they didn't hear it, but I immediately muted my microphone in Zoom because I thought, oh my God, what if it happens again? But it's one of those random things. It is the hardest thing to call tech support and say, hey, I'm having this issue, but it's happening randomly. And you don't know how often. You don't know what you did to make it happen. You're just sitting there and it happens. they can't troubleshoot it because you can't recreate the issue. So all they could really do is send you a new one, you know, a new device, which, you know, so I want to play with it for a few more days and see if it keeps happening. If it keeps happening, I'm probably going to ask them to send me a new one. But, and it's funny because the guy, my personal representative from Sweetwater, called today and he got my voicemail because I was in a meeting, but he left me a voicemail saying, hey, just wanted to let you know how your recent purchases went and if you're using them and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, we had, you know, successful first evening. The next day, I got up, I had to go to the grocery store. Mark had training for his theater volunteering that he does. And he volunteers at the local theater. And I don't know, he takes tickets or is in the theater, like helping people find their seats or passes out programs or whatever they do. And he gets a different job every time he does it. But they have training once a year that you have to go to in case there's renewed security procedures or COVID procedures or, you know, whatever the case may be. So he did that. I got up, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes after he left. And because he left pretty early, I think his meeting started. He had to leave at 9:30 on Saturday morning, and I had stayed up really late Friday night with the Pride 48 stuff. But I got up, I had to cook for Throwing Down, and I didn't have my ingredients. Throwing Down's the show that I do with Joe Batance, and I didn't have all of my ingredients. And so I got up, got a shower, went to the grocery store. I just went to a local one that's closer to me. Normally we go to Walmart or, I don't know, we'll go to Sam's Club or something like that if we need something in bulk, but we have a local, it's not Arkansas, but there's this grocery store called Harps. I don't think it's Arkansas based. I don't know what state it's based in. I could Google that, but I'm not. But it's a smaller grocery store chain. And that we have one of those just a few minutes from our house. And most times they'll have, you know, most everything. They don't have, but it was just a burger recipe. And so I thought, well, they'll have everything. So they had everything that I needed except for they didn't have arugula by itself. They had a spring mix that was supposed to have arugula in it. So I got the spring mix and I got all the other ingredients, came back and spent, I don't know, an hour and a half cooking this burger recipe. I even fried some French fries, which normally I would do that in the oven, but I was in the mood for crispy fries. So I guess I could have used the air fryer as well, but our air fryer is a small one. And so you can't fit a whole lot in there. And I don't know, I just decided to fry the fries. And so I fried them. Mark got home around 1 and we ate lunch and I was listening to Pride 48 while eating because, well, for a couple of things. First of all, I want to listen to as many of the shows as possible, but also I have to listen to make sure that there are no issues, that there are no connection problems or anything like that. Now, Daniel was streaming for Shy Yeti. And so they had connected via Skype or Zoom or I'm not sure exactly what, but, and so Paul Shy Yeti was doing his podcast basically over the connection with Daniel. Daniel was streaming. So I knew there was going to be no issues with, you know, Daniel doing anything. So I just kind of hung around the house and listened to the stream all afternoon. And then I had to do some preparation for Throwing Down and whatever else it was that I did. Oh, Mix Minus. I needed to download all the voicemails, tag them for Daniel, put them in the Trello so that he could easily play them from there. I needed to go back and make sure we had all our celebrity death entries from the 2 weeks that I was out on vacation because we were giving away the money. And yeah, and so then I had those two shows. They both went well. And then I stayed up late again. And then on Sunday, kind of rinse and repeat. I had to do Oh, I didn't mention I did a Zoom call with Wendy for her podcast Friday night. But yeah, overall, it was a good weekend. The recordings are already on the website. And we're playing a rebroadcast on the stream right now of the weekend. So it all went well. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.